Just a few weeks ago, I got some exciting news. Some colleagues, all enthusiastic birders, ID'd a snowy owl sitting atop the Bay Bridge on the second-to-last lane signal on the eastbound span. It's still early in the season, but this unusual visit could mean another year of these unmistakable, rare white owls visiting our shores. You'd know a snowy owl if you saw one. Just imagine Hedwig, the famous owl from the Harry Potter movies. The mostly ivory birds have smoothly rounded heads with no ear tufts, a dark bill, and striking yellow cat-like eyes. The juveniles and the females have varied amounts of brown scalloping and spotting on their snow-colored feathers. Dense feathering on both males and females makes snowy owls North America's heaviest owl. They typically weigh about 4 pounds, which is 1 pound heavier than our native great horned owl. Their thick, heavy feathers provide insulation from cold weather, keeping them warm in the Arctic tundra where they nest in the summer. The northernmost areas of Alaska, Canada, and Eurasia may seem like an odd place for an owl to live in the summer, since there are 24 hours of continuous sunlight per day at that time. But snowy owls, unlike the nocturnal ones we're more familiar with, will hunt in daylight. During the peak of Arctic summer, they will hunt without the cover of darkness, straight through both day and night. When they have a hungry brood of chicks, they need to hunt a lot. Lemmings, which are small Arctic rodents, make up the most significant part of a snowy owl's diet. Just one adult snowy owl may consume 3 to 5 lemmings per day, which is about 1,600 over the course of a summer. Other common food sources include waterfowl and ptarmigans, which are medium-sized game birds, kind of like grouse. Every once in a while, the snowy owl's food sources experience a population explosion. The Arctic becomes flush with lemmings, and that's when things get interesting for us here in Maryland. Plentiful lemming populations can spur a banner nesting season for the snowy owl. In the years of lemming population booms, the owls can raise double or triple the usual number of young. And more owls means they need more space, since this species can be territorial. So juvenile and female owls will head outside of their typical northern haunts and fly south. This natural phenomenon is called an eruption. An eruption is a dramatic, irregular migration of large numbers of birds to areas where they aren't typically found, possibly at a great distance from their normal ranges. For snowy owls, smaller eruptions happen, on average, every 4 or 5 years. But once or twice in a lifetime, a mega eruption occurs, when snowy owls show up much farther south, and in vastly greater numbers than usual. That's how one snowy owl, named Assateague, ended up on the windswept dunes of Assateague Island in December 2013. He was the first snowy owl to visit Maryland and get fitted with a special GPS transmitter by a group called Project Snowstorm. That transmitter revealed important information about this species' secretive habits to scientists. Assateague traveled more than 150 miles in a few weeks, first circumnavigating the Delaware Bay, then crossing southern New Jersey and moving north along the coast. The regal snowy owl is the kind of species that everyone, not just die-hard birders, can get excited about seeing. So on your next trek across the Bay Bridge, be sure to look up for a snowy owl sighting. Time is short. They will leave again in the spring and return to their Arctic breeding grounds. You can learn more about our area's wildlife by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.